Hi guys, we are in the middle of one of the most prestigious events or tournaments in the world, which is Wimbledon, obviously. And, you know, half of the fourth round matches have just finished with Djokovic, Gufan, Nori, and who's the other one? Sinner prevailing. And, yeah, I'm going to talk about a couple of things that I felt in the last couple of days. You know, it's unbelievable, like, as a Rafa fan, that Rafa has a chance to achieve his calendar Grand Slam at the age of 36. I mean, who would have thought, like, for the second straight year in men's tennis, we have this kind of opportunity. The draw has been looking pretty tough for Rafa when the draw had been opened up last, I think, 2 weeks ago. With the opening round obviously wouldn't change, but like with Cerundolo facing in front of him the first round, and then the second round, well, the projected draw would have been Querrey in the second round, and third round Sonego, which he had to face anyways, but and fourth round Cilic. Well, he had been looking really dangerous after the Roland Garros. He's reached the semis, and obviously he was in form as well. And quarterfinal FAA, Felix Auger-Aliassime, he was the quarterfinals last year, and he had been playing pretty well as well. And the semifinals, obviously, Berrettini, he hasn't lost a match this season on grass. And, you know, so he was like second round Querrey, third round Sonego, who is pretty good on grass, and fourth round Cilic, quarterfinals FAA, semifinal Berrettini, and obviously final Djokovic. But a lot of things have happened in the last few days, with Querrey obviously losing to Berankis, and fourth round, well, the potential opponent in the fourth round, Cilic, and semi-final opponent Berrettini. Well, we would never know if, you know, they would have been, you know, won all the matches till then, but you know, obviously they're two of the very favorites, I guess. Not to win the title, but to reach the finals. Cilic and Berrettini, they had to withdraw from the tournament due to the positive test in COVID. So it's a real shame that, especially Berrettini, he hasn't lost a match this season on grass. So it would have been really interesting to see how he plays in Wimby after reaching the final last year. But yeah, hope they can be back on court as soon as possible. And but, you know, about Rafa's draw, a lot have changed. And so he did face Cerundolo. Well, the Argentine played really well, I guess. I thought he was more of a clay courter, and I'm sure he is, but I think he kind of pushed his limit, and he pushed Rafa to four sets. I have to admit that Rafa didn't play his really best, but still, Cerundolo played really well. So the first round for Cerundolo match, Rafa won in four. And same with Berankis. No surprise that he won against Querrey. You know, Querrey isn't in, you know, his perfect form, obviously, and Berankis won against Querrey. So he did play really well against Rafa as well. So second round, Rafa won against Berankis in four. And third round, Sonego, I think Rafa played really well. That was his best match of the tournament so far. And now he has to face Botik van der Zandeschoop. He's been around for a while now, since the US Open run, well, quarterfinal run last year. And, you know, he lost to Rafael Nadal in, obviously, the Roland Garros last month. And he's been playing pretty well in all the surfaces. So, you know, I have to say that we have to watch out for him. He has a very flat forehand as well. He mixes his slice pretty well. And yeah, I think Botik van der Zandeschoop is really can be a dangerous opponent for Rafael Nadal. So hope Rafa can win as a Rafa fan, but hope it's going to be a good match as well. Well, anything can happen. Like, remember in 2017 when Rafa was in form after he won his La Decima in Roland Garros, he lost to Gilles Muller in the fourth round of Wimbledon. And I think it's, I wouldn't want to say it's a similar condition, but you know, we can never underestimate those. He's not unseeded, but you know, he might not be as strong as Cilic, but Zandeschup BVD, people would call it, but people would call him, sorry, but yeah, he's pretty dangerous. So yeah, looking forward to that matchup. And obviously, if Rafa wins that match, he might face either Fritz, it's going to be a rematch of Indian Wells final this year, or Jason Kubler. He's been struggling with injuries the last couple of years, but he's back. I think he had 6 knee injuries in the past, which is unbelievable. He's such a warrior that, you know, he was able to come back against 6 surgeries. Not many people can do that. And well, anyways, he's going to face either of those two in the quarters. And in the semis, he's going to face either Kyrgios or Nakashima. Oh, wait, sorry. The winner of either Kyrgios or Nakashima, or Alex Diminor versus Christian Garin. And Garin, I thought his best surface was on clay, but he made 2 successive Wimbledon quarterfinals. I mean Wimbledon fourth round, and that's his best Grand Slam result. So maybe we have to say that Wimby or the grass might be his, I wouldn't say his best surface, but like on Slam, it's definitely his best Slam. And he's looking to become the first man from Chile to reach the quarterfinals in Slams. I think first time quarterfinalist since I think Fernando Gonzalez in 2009 or something. If he achieves that, it's a heck of an achievement, isn't it, for him? So, but as an Aussie fan, I'm looking forward to that matchup, Kyrgios versus Diminor. If that happens, and if Rafa wins, Rafa versus Kyrgios, or potentially Rafa versus Diminor, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So the question is Rafa's calendar Grand Slam on? I'm just really excited for, you know, what's to come for Rafa, and, you know, we have to keep an eye on him. That's for sure. And the second thing that we have to, well, the second player, I should say, that we have to watch out for is obviously Novak Djokovic. Is Djokovic going to win his 7th Wimbledon title and 21st major overall? Obviously, Federer has won the Wimbledon title 8 times, which is absolutely insane. He has last won it in 2017 and was very close to doing it in 2019 as well. Obviously, he had match points. It was really shocking, as I'm a Federer fan as well, by the way. And well, no disrespect to Djokovic, he's a great player as well, but yeah, so Federer has won it 8 times, and also Sampras, he's won it 7 times, I guess. So I think Djokovic is willing to tie Sampras' record of 7. And, you know, after watching the match against Tim van Rijthoven, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's a pretty hard name to pronounce, isn't it? Like these days, there are a lot of the Dutch players, like Botik van der Zandeschup, and we have a couple of Spanish players like Roberto Bautista Agut, Carpaena Spaena, and Pablo Carreño Busta, and now we have like OG Aliassime, Alex Diminor. They have, you know, there are a lot of names which are hard to pronounce, but this one's probably the hardest, probably because he hasn't been there for a while. And well, he was given a wild card to Wimbledon after winning his first ATP 250, winning against Fritz, OG Aliassime, and the world number one, well, then world number two, but with the world number one, Daniil Medvedev, in the final. He has a beautiful one-handed backhand, and you know, against Tim van Rijthoven, anyways, Djokovic played flawless in the last 2 sets. So I think he's in great form. Djokovic might be reaching the final and might easily win, end up winning the the Wimbledon title. We never know. I hope not. I hope we can see epic matches, because that's what I'm waiting for. And hopefully against Rafa, because that would be epic, and that's going to be another page to add for Djokovic, Nadal. Some people call it Rafale chapter. But anyways, I think Djokovic is still the favorite to win it all. And yeah, looking forward to that matchup against Sinner. And, you know, that's the other thing that I want to talk about is, you know, who is going to be the dark horse. Obviously, Djokovic has won it 6 times in the past, including last year and 2019 and 2018. So he has won the last 3 Wimbledon. And Rafa, he's been winning 2 Grand Slam titles this year with Australian Open and Roland Garros, like 2 consecutive Grand Slam titles, which is outrageous as well. But, you know, obviously those 2 GOATs are the favorite, without a doubt. But can Goffin and Norrie, they can be up against the fight, like Djokovic and Nadal. Well, Nadal's obviously in the opposite side of the draw, but I think Goffin, he's been there for a while, but he has never reached the semis in a Grand Slam level. And he has never actually... Yeah, well, he did beat a couple of top 10s, so I think he deserves it, but like he has never been to the semis, which is a bit surprising. He has only been to the quarters of Australian Open in 2017, lost to Dimitrov. I think he lost to Dominic Thiem in Roland Garros quarterfinals in 2016. And Wimby 2019, he lost to Djokovic. And he has never reached the quarterfinals of the US Open. He lost to, I think, 2017. He lost to Rublev 2018. He lost to Chilich 2019. He lost to Federer in 2020. He lost to Chapeau. And this is like the biggest chance of him to reach the semis. He doesn't have to face any members of the Big Four, or Stan or Zverev, Tsitsipas, whatever. Well, Zverev is not much of a threat in Grand Slam, but anyways, like Thiem or Tsitsipas or I don't know, Urkash or Berrettini, or he's facing Cameron Norrie, and we can never underestimate Norrie because he's playing a tennis of his life. So I honestly don't know who's going to win between Goffin and Norrie. And I think Goffin could be a dark horse. I'm just a little bit worried about... he had to play 36 or 37 minutes epic with Tiafoe. He played against Tiafoe in Roland Garros as well, by the way. But I don't know what's left in his tank, but I'm pretty sure he's physically pretty tough. So Norrie and Goffin might be another epic as well. And, you know, if Sinner can win against Novak in, I don't see Sinner winning in 3, honestly, but maybe like in 4 or maybe 5 or maybe even 4, I don't know. If Sinner can play really well, maybe Sinner can go all the way, or maybe Goffin or Norrie can win against Sinner. We never know. So obviously Djokovic is the favorite, and I can see him like winning against Sinner maybe in 4 or maybe in 5 or maybe in straight sets as well. But it's sports, so you know, anything can happen. And I'm not backing up Goffin or Norrie at the moment, but they could have a very good run as well. Well, they actually already have, but you know, yeah. And it's kind of was surprising when I heard that Norrie had never been to the 4th round of a slam. He has lost to in the 3rd round of every slam. Until he won against Steve Johnson, I guess, and then he won against his fellow friend Tommy Paul in the 4th round to reach the first quarterfinals of Grand Slam in front of the home crowd, which would be so great. And you know, he's enjoying the moment, I guess. But yeah, just watch out for the dark horse. That's the thing I wanted to talk about. So, you know, we had a great memory, we had a great memory as well, but obviously a great ceremony celebrating the 100th anniversary of the center court. We never expected Roger to be here. Maybe some people did, but you know, when Roger said something like, I hope I can be back one more time, I'm pretty sure everyone got a bit emotional listening to that quote. But I'm just super, super excited for the second week of Wimbledon, which has already started with Dimino breaking Christian Garin. I'm seeing it live, actually. But let's enjoy the rest of our Wimby. And, you know, thank you for joining me today. And, see you later.